Chapter 37. At this my heart trembles and leaps out of its place to hear his angry voice as it rumbles forth from his mouth. Everywhere under the heavens he sends it with his lightning to the ends of the earth. Again his voice roars, the majestic sound of his thunder. He does great things beyond our knowing, wonders past our searching out. For he says to the snow, "Fall to the earth," likewise to his heavy, drenching rain. He shuts up all mankind indoors, the wild beasts take to cover and remain quietly in their dens. Out of its chamber comes forth the tempest, from the north winds the cold. With his breath, God brings the frost, and the broad waters become congealed. With hail also, the clouds are laden, and they scatter their flashes of light. He it is who changes their rounds according to his plans, in their task upon the surface of the earth, whether for punishment or mercy, as he commands. Hearken to this, O Job. Stand and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know how God lays his commands upon them, and makes the light shine forth from his clouds? Do you know how the clouds are banked, the wondrous work of him who is perfect in knowledge? You, whom the streams of water fail when a calm from the south comes over the land, do you spread out with him the firmament of the skies, hard as a brazen mirror? Teach us, then, what we shall say to him. We cannot for the darkness make our plea. Will he be told about it when I speak, or when a man says he is being destroyed? Nay, rather, it is as the light which men see not, while it is obscured among the clouds, till the wind comes by and sweeps the clouds away. From the north the splendor comes, surrounding God's awesome majesty. The Almighty, we cannot discover him, preeminent in power and judgment, his great justice owes no one an accounting. Therefore men revere him, though none can see him, however wise their hearts.